Chapter 1. Victor's Early Years. Frankenstein sat up and began to talk in a low voice. "My family is a very well-known and respected family in the city of Geneva, in Switzerland. My father got married late in life to a woman much younger than himself. She was the daughter of a close friend who had fallen into unfortunate circumstances and whom my father helped until he died. My parents spent a lot of time travelling, and when I was about 5 years old, we were together in Italy. One day, while walking, we passed a poor farm, and on this farm lived a farmer, his wife, and their 5 children. One of the children looked very different from the others. She was not dark and strong like them, but fair-haired and delicate. Her name was Elizabeth. She was the daughter of an Italian nobleman. Her mother had died giving birth, and her father had been killed, fighting for his country. The farmer and his wife had agreed to take the child into their family and to look after her. My parents offered to adopt her and bring her up as their own child. So Elizabeth came to live with us. She called my parents uncle and aunt, and she called me cousin. Everyone loved her, including myself. She was sweet and gentle, and always had time for me, for the family, and for our friends. 2 years later, my parents had a second son, Ernest, and after him came my youngest brother, William. My parents gave up travelling, and we settled in Switzerland. We had a house in Geneva and another in the country, not far from Geneva, where we lived most of the time. We led a very quiet life. I did not mix with the boys of my age, but I did have one very close friend, Henry Clerval. He was the son of a Geneva merchant. He loved excitement and danger, and he read a great deal. He made up stories and tried to make us act them out. I had a happy childhood. I loved learning, but above all, I wanted to learn the secrets of heaven and earth, to learn about nature and the soul of man. I read all the books I could on this subject. My father, however, was not interested in science, and so I studied on my own, as well as going to school in Geneva. One day, when I was about 15, there was a terrible thunderstorm. The loud bursts of thunder seemed to come from all over the sky. Suddenly, an old oak tree near our house was hit by lightning and exploded in flames. It was my first experience of the destructive power of nature. When I look back on my life, it seems to me that this event was a strong effort by the forces of good to prevent the tragedy ahead of me. But it was unsuccessful.